cattle prices softened Wednesday with limited trade, USDA increased expected feeder cattle prices for next year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 16th of December. Negotiated cash fit cattle prices lost some ground Wednesday. Live prices in the Texas Panhandle were $4 lower at $136 a hundredweight on slow trade and light demand, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although too few to trend, there were some early dress sales in Nebraska, $2 lower at $218. Cattle futures sagged lower, pressured by softer cash prices and reports of reduced production at some packing plants due to weather. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.05 lower, from 60 cents to $1.78 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.41 lower, 83 cents to 193 lower. Choice box beef cutout value was 46 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $260.26 a hundredweight. Select was $1.35 lower at $247.45. Corn futures closed 4 to 5 cents lower through July of 22 and then down 1 to 2 cents. Soybean futures closed fractionally higher to 3 cents higher through July of 22 and then mostly 2 to 4 cents lower.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers traded mostly steady at OKC West in Arena, Oklahoma, while feeder heifers sold $8 to $10 lower. Steer and heifer calves weighing less than 450 pounds sold as much as $20 lower. Steer and heifer calves weighing 450 to 600 pounds sold $1 to $2 higher and then steady at heavier weights. There are 12,614 head on offer across both days. Feeder steers and heifers weighing 500 to 900 pounds sold steady to a dollar higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, where there are 4,145 head. Steer and heifer calves weighing 300 to 500 pounds sold steady with a premium paid on weaned calves. Finally, steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady to $5 lower at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher. Heifers weighing less than 650 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher and then $1 to $3 lower at heavier weights. There are 4,405 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Wednesday with a late session surge. The increase came amid news confirming that the Fed will maintain its current lending rate but accelerate tapering of its bond buying program in light of higher inflation that appears to be more than transitory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 383 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 75 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 327 points. USDA's Economic Research Service increased the feeder cattle price outlook for next year in the latest Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook. ERS forecast next year's annual average feeder steer price $3.50 higher than the previous month's estimate at $159 a hundredweight. That's basis steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds selling at Oklahoma City. The 2021 estimated annual average increased $1.25 to $146.80. So next year's annual average price is projected to be $12.20 more than in 2021. The fourth quarter forecast for this year was revised $5 higher to $159 based on current price strength and improved prospects for winter grazing. As for fed cattle, the average 5-area direct fed steer price in November was $133.39 a hundredweight, which was $9.06 higher than the previous month and $24.54 higher year over year. ERS projected the average fourth quarter fed steer price $5 higher at $133 a hundredweight based on continued demand strength and tighter supplies. The 2022 annual forecast also increased $5 to $135. Along the way, the forecast for 2021 beef production was raised on higher expected slaughter of fed cattle and slightly heavier carcass weights. December's beef production forecast was 10 million pounds more than the previous month at 27.90 billion pounds. Beef production for next year is forecast to be 27 billion pounds. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 16th of December. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.